joy, joy down in my heart, down in my heart to stay.
FM 90.3 WJTL 4 King and Country, their new song, Joy. Hillsong Young and Free with Let Go. Hey, good morning to you at 7:03.
Join Nick as she counts down WJTL's Top 25 every Friday morning from 9 to 11 and Saturday evenings from 7 to 9 right here on WJTL. The Top 25 Countdown is sponsored by Dutch Valley Food Distributors in Myerstown.
Our very special guests today, Ryan Forbes and Wendell Metzler with us. They've written a book together called Unchained. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Hey, good morning.
Great to have you both here. And Wendell, anybody you want to say hi to?
Yeah, I'd like to say hi to my wife Heather, my son Brady, and my daughter Kylie, and a shout out to all the guys at co-workers at New Holland Police Department. Yeah.
So you are a police officer?
Yes, 25 years in Lancaster County. Wow. Started my career in Effort of Township, and I'm with New Holland on my 18th year.
And you guys have written this book together. Tell us a little bit about the book, Unchained.
Well, basically, when I came to New Holland, I didn't know Ryan Forbes, and our encounters were many, very early on, starting in May of 2001, foot pursuits. He physically assaulted me during that arrest. A lot of pepper spray incidents where he got sprayed. There was a DUI vehicle pursuit where he actually rammed my police car. He actually veered in the direction of two of my coworkers and almost hit them while they were trying to deploy spike strips. So early on in my career, I had a very negative opinion of Ryan and, you know, a strong hatred because of the personalization jeopardizing my and the community's safety. And it just kind of built for there over a couple years. And it just always seemed like I was the officer that was involved with him and arresting him all the time. So just a bond, a negative bond, and, you know, the strong hatred and dislike for Ryan developed over a couple years.
And how did that change? Tell us a little bit about the impact.
Pick the worst week to do it, the New Holland Fair, when lots of overtime, you're overworked, you're busy. God gave an invitation of forgiveness. Ryan had been in and out of jail for probably 3 years, state and locally, and he approached me at the New Holland Fair, you know, had made some life changes, found religion, and he wanted forgiveness for his actions towards me and the community. And, you know, the easiest thing I could have done was turn and walk away from that opportunity, but I had a peace about it, and I feel it was God, and it was divine, and I accepted the forgiveness. And I opened an invitation. I did something that you're really not supposed to do in law enforcement, and I gave him my cell phone number and said, if we ever get the opportunity to share our friendship and relationship,
yeah,
you know, to prevent others from going down the same path as you, I'd like to extend that welcome. And what a blossom of friendship ever since.
Wow. That's great. Ryan's with us, Ryan Forbes. Ryan, tell us a little bit about, we heard Wendell's side. Tell us a little bit about your side.
Sure. Just want to say hi to my wife, Caitlin.
Oh, I forgot that part.
No.
Hey, Ryan, anybody want to say hi to? Yeah.
So
I was so engrossed in the story.
Good morning to my wife, Caitlin, and my two sons, Caden and Cameron, and our little baby in the womb that's on the way.
Oh,
so,
that's awesome. Congratulations.
No. So my side to the story is this evil guy beside me, the police officer, used to pick on me all around town. I was in a bad way and, you know, grew up in dysfunction. That kind of became full grown, and I acted out on those things. In and out of prison 7 times in over 3 years of my life, I finally came to a place where I took some personal responsibility. In 2003 in Lancaster County Prison, had an encounter with Jesus Christ, gave my life over to his care and his lordship, came out in 2007 at the New Holland Fair, finally really took a hold of the broader community of faith and started to submit myself to the body of Christ, and felt a prompting from the Holy Spirit to make amends with Officer Metzler at the New Holland Fair. Kind of chased him around all night, couldn't get an opportunity. I was ready to give up, and then at the end of the evening, he was standing all alone by himself, and I so, okay, God, you know, this is you.
Here it is.
And, yeah, I was definitely afraid and pushed through that fear, found faith on the other side of that, and approached him, and he was receptive. We talked for about 35, 40 minutes.
Wow.
And he was receptive to that. And as I was walking home that night, I was so excited. I was so elated. And I just felt like the premonition that the Lord said, you know, Ryan, it's going to change the face of the community. And yeah. That was back in 2007. So ever since then, he served as the best man at my wedding. He invites me into his house. I always like to joke that his wife hugs me more than she hugs him. And we just have a good relationship. And
except for the Eagles and the Cowboys thing.
Well, even when we won the Super Bowl this year, I got a text from this guy. The only time he's ever said anything about football to me, and he said, "Hey, congratulations."
Oh, that's awesome.
We don't let football get in the way. Yeah. The blood of Jesus covers many colors.
Yes,
so,
I just love this. I love this story because this is God at work, you know, in both your lives and the community too. And you guys have put it into book form. Where could folks find the book?
We have a lot of stores in the New Holland area that are selling it. If you visit our website at theunchainedministries.com, you can actually order it on the website there and stuff, but there are a lot of local stores that are helping us to sell it.
Yeah.
And this is a self project.
Right.
We invested our own money in this here with, no intent of profit. I mean, we were told, you know, you would probably never get your money out of this here. So it was done from the heart. And, we've lots of positive emails and, you know, changed the mindset of many.
Well, it's a beautiful story. I mean, it's the Bible story. You know, it really is about redemption and restoration. It's beautiful. It's called Unchained, written by Ryan Forbes and Wendell Metzler. It's available at theunchainedministries.com. Coming up, we'll talk more with Ryan and Wendell. We'll give you more information. Also, we've got music on the way.